Hare Krishna. How to maintain relationship with the devotees only or with everybody? No, with the seriously I'm asking. Basically with devotees only.
Yeah.
So as the great souls have told us that the wealth of life is two things. One is natural resources and second is relationships. Natural resources means you get pure rice, pure fruits, pure things, pure air, pure water, you know, nice nature around you. That is wealth. That is now not available even to people who are multi-millionaires. Bombay, when they stay on 110th floor, it is an elegant, costly environment from the point of view of cost only. But except for the cost, there is nothing in that. It's in the polluted area. Even you go and buy costliest sabjis under your Nariman Point road, but all are, you know, with chemicals and this and that, and it's all no taste, no sweetness, nothing is there. So to even get resources naturally in life, to enjoy life, maintain life, is also a big luxury which is not available nowadays. And second thing is the relationships. And relationships are valuable even from a material point of view. Even if you are not a devotee of Krishna, still relationships are very important. Because ultimately one doesn't get satisfaction when he has money or affluence or power or he has authority and he has properties or he has followers. He will not get satisfaction, because the moment those things go, nobody wants to meet you. When there is all these things, when there is money, position, power, followers, without relationships. For example, a boss may have 15 employees with him, and there is no actual relationship he has not developed, but he has only authority. So, because of authority, everybody says, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir. And the moment he retires, no one wants to meet him. Because there was no actual relationships. It was only because of authority, one had to be there, one had to follow, and one had to respect. And it appeared that, you know, on boss's birthday, everybody is coming with gifts and everybody is on time and everybody is so enthusiastic to cut cake and everything. But as soon as the boss retires, you find no one at boss's house next birthday. Not a single person is there, not even phone call also there. That proves that, you know, it was a temporary, superficial affair. I don't want to quote names. Right now also I have an example. A person who had so much position and, you know, authority and so much of respect and everything. And the moment the person got out of job due to illness, not a single person from office came to see him. That is Apurva Baba actually. Nobody came to see him, bolo. Not a single officer, not a single anybody, nobody came to see him. Only devotees went to see him. And for devotees, he had no authority over them as, you know, employees or any reporting or sakuch nahi tha. They were simple friends. And they came day and night to be with him, to massage his feet and to stand by, to buy medicines, run around, everything they did. So we have to actually, now, all of us, before even we discuss this point, that how to maintain relationships, we should all get convinced how much we need relationships in the first position. Then only you will be able to successfully maintain relationships. If you don't feel even the need that you have to have for relationships, then if you don't feel that you need relationships and that is one of the important needs of life, then there will be no effort from your side to maintain relationships. And only if you are convinced very strongly that we need relationships, then you will do something to maintain the relationships. And these relationships are so important that life is actually vacant because without relationships. There is no simplistic pleasures in life also will not be available to you if you don't have relationships. Now we have a variety of relations, your husband and wife, we have mother and child, we have father and child, we have brothers and brothers, brothers and sisters, then we have daughter-in-law, mother-in-law, and daughter-in-law, sister-in-law, then friends. This is another large, this is one-to-one, only one mother-in-law, one daughter-in-law, or one brother, or two brothers maximum. But a large amount comes in friends. And the friends are like college friends, school friends, building friends, office friends, colleagues, so many things are there. And these are the large area where we have lots of people to be interacting with us. And each and every aspect of relationship is important in life. If you have a large number of friends outside, but you have bad relationship with your wife and husband, then there is a very big deficiency is there. And you have only cocoon-like relationship only with your family, with mother, father, child, but 4 logon ke baad mein, there is nobody you know and nobody want not to know also. Even those people don't grow because it's like only selfishly they are with together. One, it's good, it's not bad, but there is no further growth because you only are attached to your own people only, that's all. Nothing else goes beyond that. So, that's why it is said, begins with family, then goes to the building or area where you stay, then your community, then your state, then your nation, and then international. These are the levels of relationships, you know. And the richer you are, that means you have more and more relationships wherever you go in this all levels. So if we are all convinced that we need relationships, then this is the only source of happiness in life. Well, that will remain with you even if you lose money in life, even if you lose your authority in life, even if you lose your health in life, even if you lose your charisma in life, even if you lose your position in life, even if you lose XYZ materially speaking in life, they will remain with you if you have true relationships, which are not based on money, not based on position, they are based on true love and affection. And even if when we meet friends or meet our neighbors or whatever, if there is relationship based on anything, like because you are secretary, I know I have to be close to you, or because you are big position in your company and you are staying in my neighborhood, so I have to be close to you. So anything which is material in between two people, then that becomes temporary. It will not remain. As soon as the police officer retires from police job, then they will not meet him. Till the time he is police, they are all, you know, very respectful to him. Because he is a resource for them. That resource will be helpful to you when you are in difficulty. Or when you are a doctor and you are practicing and you are very affluent, and people will keep meeting you because they may fall sick and they may need you. But as soon as you retire and you stop practicing, then they may not look at you also. So, let us try to base our relationships on something which is eternal, that is spiritual. And even in the spiritual relationship, there can be a material tinge, like maybe you are my best friend, but you also happen to be ophthalmologist. It's possible. You are my best friend, but you are Prime Minister of India. It's possible. They also can be good friends. But the relationship should not be based on that particular material aspect. It may begin with the material aspect, but it should not end with material aspect. It should grow into something deep and eternal. And for maintaining relationships, Radhana Swami has made a very good point that unless you sacrifice, relationship cannot be maintained. Those who are convinced for need of relationships, they must be ready to sacrifice. Without sacrifice, there is no relationships. See why there is bond between mother and child? Because mother already has sacrificed. So even between two people, when they want to relate to one another, beyond this normal relationship like husband-wife, and there is some other reason why they are together. Because they have to live together for lifelong, and they are married together, and they have kids. So it's like, inevitably you are together. You don't have choice in India at least to go away. In India at least, you know, we will live together till marriage at least, then we'll go to husband's house, or okay, I'm bugged with this family, now I'll go to a different house now. But in America, you know, the moment you don't like anybody in family, just leave and go. That's American culture. But Indian culture, at least we have some obligation, some bond, some etiquettes are there, so we continue. So, also second thing is, one should serve. Without service, there is no bond of relationships. So anybody who want to serve, even if you want to give them Krishna consciousness or spirituality, even the person who is giving that gift to people. It's a most precious gift. Even to give that, you need a platform of relationships. You need a platform of relationships. So service and sacrifice. What makes the bond deeper is service and sacrifice. And then also comes tolerance. Say for example, you make some relationship to a new person, it's always very nice, you know, always very respectful and all. But you go closer, maybe you start staying together for... Tell them that I'm in this meeting, I cannot leave right now. You can go home and wait. So, why tolerance is required? Because as soon as you come more close to a person, immediately you will start seeing faults. You know, this person, when I stayed with him in the room, he was throwing the clothes in the corner and I was keeping in the bag. Or, you know, his all things were lying on the basin and I was already systematic. And there are so many things are there, you know, minute aspects of a personality. You know, he will get up and do these things and I don't do that. So, there can be breach in the relationships just because of some things you don't like. But if you are truly interested in having the relationships, you must tolerate all those things. And similarly, that person will tolerate many things in you also. Remember that. It is not we are doing great thing or a great thing that, you know, I am tolerating his this kind of things. While you are doing that, he is also doing the same thing with you, tolerating your fallacies or deficiencies. And this is very closely possible with husband and wife. When you are newly married, you are everything is so nice. Then when you stay together, you understand he throws things here and he doesn't do this thing. While eating, he makes a lot of sound and I don't make sound. And in our house, we don't make sound like this and it's considered very uncultured. So all these things come in between. And then there is a revelation of heart that this is not good and we should improve. But a point comes when there is no further improvement. It's like in husband-wife's relationship, everything is fine. But immediately, whenever you talk about mother of the husband coming home to stay, there's a problem. Everything is fine, but on that issue, there is enough discussion has already taken place, and there is no scope of any more discussion. Or when the husband is still told that my mother is coming today, so the husband is out, mentally out. There are some things, you know, which are like enough discussed and concluded forever. No more discussions. So even if you are interested in maintaining relationship in that even condition, you should not touch the sore points. So really, because a relationship goes through lots of ups and downs. Even before it settles as a deep relationships, there are differences also. Like for example, me and Madhavan Prabhu are very close friends for last 32 years now. But we have lots of basic differences. Lot of basic personality differences, you know. Maybe I am very meticulous in things and writing down and communicating, and he is least bothered about communication or anything, you know. Or he is a very village smart person, you know. Like, and I am not that kind of, I don't have the intelligence how to deal with a village quarrel or a village conflict or if I enter in a conflict, I may get tensed and solve the problem. He'll remain cool and solve the problem. And in becoming tense, I may make some mistakes, but he will remain cool and not make any mistakes. There are something I'll tell, many more. But if we truly love one another, then we will not give importance to those things which are coming in between. So ultimately, why we relate to one another? Finally, that tolerance and sacrifice and service leads to love, basically. And we love one another. When that love develops, then we'll have to be very careful not to affect that love by anything which is coming in between. So that when we begin a relationship, we have to serve, we have to tolerate, and we have to sacrifice. Means I'm a person of very punctual time, you know, and my friend never comes on time. So we got very angry, you know, what is this? I came at 5:45 here, time was 6 o'clock, you are coming at 6:30. That means in fact you made me wait for 45 minutes. What kind of sensitivity is this? Do you ever really care for me? We may say like that. And one time, two times, three times, and you say ki, you are so pakka on time that you just cannot accept this for long time, and you just say, I just cannot continue with you because you are so careless, you know. You don't care for people's time. You will never make progress in life because you don't care for people's time, and neither you care for your time also. But I really love that person, then I will adjust accordingly. Like how the wife adjusts to husband adjusts to wife. They both know. Maybe husband is very, you know, a spendthrift kind of person. He just spends like anything. The wife is always very frugal and very meticulous in keeping things in place and not wasting them. And husband is always likes to spend a lot and not plan for anything, saving, etc. And in some houses, it is the other way around. The wife is too spendthrift and the husband is very frugal. So what do we do is, we know now, okay, now this can be changed. We can discuss it out nicely. But once we come to know there is some dead end there, in me also and in her also and him also, then we don't want to brush against those topics again and again. Knowing well that this is a topic of dispute only, there is no union on that topic. If I want her or him to be in my good list of friendship, then I will not go on that topic. If, for example, if I know you as a bad communicator, then if I really want to develop relations with you, I will not keep harping of that communication aspect, you know, all time. Whenever I meet you, I keep on giving message to you, you are not a good communicator. Then it will not grow. Assuming that I know you are not a good communicator and I want good communication for my sake, so I will tolerate that. This is how one should actually go about it. And another thing, there are many other formulae how to develop relationship. You have to take a list of birthday down. His son's birthday, his daughter's birthday, his wife's birthday, his marriage anniversary, maybe his mother's anniversary birthday or mother's father's marriage anniversary date or whomever they love. Because when you love somebody, you also love people whom they love, whom your person loves. So if I love you, then I also love your family and your parents and whoever comes. I also show the same affection to them, little quantity less than what I show you, but I definitely show affection to all those who love you and whom you love. So that means you need to be particular about all the birthdays and whatever will please you, I will find out. Okay, you know, he loves shirts very much, blue shirts he likes very much. So on his birthday, I will keep in mind that he loves blue shirts and I will go buy a blue shade of shirt and present to him. And he will say, how you know? No, one time I heard you talking to your wife on phone that you like blue shirts very much. So you have to pick on those points where you really want to please somebody. Typical example is given when you fall in love with a boy or a girl, how they will work hard to, at least in that period of time, to find out, you know, they are like struggling to find out what will please and do those things. You know? We all can peep into our little bit past lives and see what we were doing to do all those things. So we'll get an answer. It's the same thing applies to a relationship between new friends and whatever acquaintances or neighbor or something. I also found the genuine concern is another thing which really builds up relationships. Genuine concern about the person, which is very, very deep and is not artificial. You can't show concern, you know, artificially. It's immediately noted out, okay, this is all superficial. Everyone knows, however dull or intelligent the person may be, a concern shown can be always judged by a foolish person also. It is showboatal concern. It's a formality only. It can be understood by even the most dull person. Most poor, uneducated, dull person can be also understanding this is a superficial. And whenever there is a genuine concern, even the most dull person can understand it nicely. And a rich man who is surrounded by all kinds of people around him, you know, like always stuck to him for various reasons, he feels it the most, because amongst all that power and position and followings that he has, authority that he has, he is always lonely in middle of all those things. Because he doesn't find anybody who really loves him. Everybody who comes around him, he always is for something, you know, for some job, for some influence, or for a phone call to get the work done, or for some concession, or for some benefit, or something like that, for some free consultation, or for something is there. And you feel he doesn't love me. He only loves my position and my power and my money and my house and my influence. That only he loves. He doesn't love me. So a rich man is always lonely, in spite of all the facility he has. Because he knows no person or no living being actually is loving me. That's why they find dogs and cats at home, because they don't have any, you know, relationship with you, because you are a Prime Minister of India. A dog will not treat you as a Prime Minister of India. A dog will treat you as a person. Just see, when you keep a dog or a rabbit or a cat in the house and you come home from office, the cat will not treat you as a boss of some CEO of some company. Cat will treat you like my house master or whatever. The one who gives him milk or whatever, pats me on my back, loves me, shows, wags its tail for expressing his love. So that's why people find in American countries why they keep dogs, because they feel that relationship with that person, that dog. The dog has no goals in his life with you, except love and loyalty. But a human being comes, immediately there's something is there, taboo behind. So they feel don't feel satisfaction with human beings, but they keep 4 dogs, 5 dogs, and sometimes 40 dogs also in the house. There are people, a loner lady, having 40 dogs and rooms for them, and there is a eating place, and there is a dining place, there is a playing place, so many things are there. Why you just analyze why this is so? Because human beings have failed them in giving any satisfaction in any relationships. And they find that missing link with those innocent animals. So, picking up from this point, we should know, because there is no material tag behind my relationships. Oh, I am a doctor, you are a doctor. That's why I know I meet you and I want to develop relations with you. But if I love you and I am with you because you are a person, I am a person. I like your nature, you like my nature. This is beyond all your positions and everything. Oh, you are very affluent and intelligent and educated, highly, many degrees are, so I want to keep some company of highly educated people. So that also fails after some time. Any tag you put, subtle, gross, big, small, it will fail in the course of time. So concern, very important. Concern means going out of the way, right? Concern cannot be shown on the phone always or SMS. Oh, how are you doing today? How is your fever today? Send an SMS, you know. But somebody call and you ask, how are you today morning? How the fever is going? What medicines you have taken? Then you go, generally would not go to Andheri to meet somebody, but specifically you go and show that I love you, I care for you. I'll give an example to you of Radhana Swami. I was in Vrindavan in 1992 and I had a nice godbrother of mine. I was that time 29 year old, and my godbrother was 56 year old, who was helping me. He was coming, I was full time there, and he was coming from Bombay. He had textile business, and he would come 8 days in a month. He would spend there, do anything, anything you tell him, he will do. Go to Mathura, go to Agra, purchase this, purchase that, anything he will do, and go back, and again come back, and throughout the month he'll keep in touch and follow up. Again he'll come and spend 10 days there and do everything. So every month he would come, na? So when Radhana Swami was staying there with me in Vrindavan, he was going to come from Bombay. So Maharaj said, go to pick him up. I said, Maharaj, every month he comes. You know. I mean, there's nothing that he doesn't know road, or doesn't know how to hire rickshaws, or he's new to that bus area, or doesn't know rates, how to negotiate. I said, kuch bhi nahi hai. He will come every month by the same train, and he will be coming. He said, how else you will show your love for him? And believe me, I went out of the blue, leaving my work, and I went there. And he was so touched, you know, that I came to receive you at the station. It's nothing a big activity at all. But Maharaja specifically told to see somebody off at station, railway or airplane or bus, or to receive somebody at such stations. It's a very, very, very touching activity. You just see. You come from far distance and no one comes to receive you. You get down on your own, hire your own cab and reach on your home, and ghar pe bhi there is nobody. Your wife has gone to work and your son has gone to school, and you just come, you unpack your bag, you take bath, and you also sleep, and then evening everybody comes and, hi dad, how are you, and everything happens. But suppose somebody adjusts his schedule, makes some space in that, goes to work and again comes back just to receive you. If not at station, at home, at least you are there to receive you. You are coming from a little far distance. Not America, England, but somewhere from Gujarat you are coming, maybe. You feel very much wanted, very much satisfied. Even a child, na, there is a investment. One more thing you can write in relation to is investment. And you have to always keep on looking for investment, where I can invest in these relationships. Like, child when he comes from school, there is a blanket instruction given by Gurudev. The mother has to be always there at home to receive the child. Always. However great educated mother you are, professionals you are, when child comes home from school, you must be there at least for 5 minutes to receive him, and again you will go to work. Or when a child goes to school, you should always be there to say bye-bye to the child. It may be in 1 minute you will go to your work, but that 1 second, 1 moment of bye-bye, when the child sees you off and goes out of sight for you, is extremely important. But that is where the investment every day is going on taking place. Day by day, in the evening you... So another important point is, there are many points, but one important point is giving time. Relationships will not grow if you do not give time. It's impossible. You may be on phone, on email or whatever you do. If you don't give time, there is no relationships. You can't say, I'm your friend and I never meet you. Somebody told me in Saudi Arabia, you know, he's like, very good friend of mine. Now also he's a good friend of mine. But he always was telling me, hey, you know, friendship doesn't mean you have to meet always, you know. Friendship can remain here in the heart. I said, I agree partially with you, but not fully with you. Because if I have a good relationship with you, I have to meet you and exchange my loving thoughts, whatever thoughts are there, and you have to grow. We cannot just say, I met you last year, but my love can remain same. I said, hey, love will decrease. Some relationships are such that you have invested so much in the past that even if you have been after 6 years, it is same. Maybe it is more than that. Because the investment is much deeper in the earlier times. But still, time is very important. And how important time is in family life, you know, as a husband, especially professionals who are men who are working hard outside, have children at home and wife is also at home, she is also working, and they never meet one another. That's why there is distance between them. Even living in one four-wall, flat, still there is a gap. Because child doesn't meet father, father doesn't meet wife, wife doesn't meet son, everybody is having different schedules and they are hardly on a weekend, they are looking for one another, or they already have made some plan for weekend and weekend also they don't meet. So when there is no relationship within the week, there is no relationship within weekend also, and month end also, year end also. This is how it is. Some things need daily feeding, some things need weekly feeding, some things require monthly feeding, right? We have to pay fees maybe once in 6 months, but we have to eat daily. That's how the relationships are. You have to keep on investing in them. Time, energy, care, concern has to be shown. And when there is conflict in the relationships, that was actually your something main in mind. But let us talk first about normal relationships. Then we can talk about conflicting relationships. Again, when normal relationships you invest tolerance and service and sacrifice, in conflicting relationships these factors have to be intensified. The sacrifice has to be more, tolerance has to be more, service needs to be more, more concern has to be shown in those conflicting relationships. If you reduce those things, then you can never expect to improve upon the conflicting relationships. And the same thing is true about God also, and people who love God also. And we are convinced theoretically at least we need their company. We cannot have, actually those who have taken up bhakti, they know actually how much they need the devotees. It's not just for sake of any fall sick to nurse you or to meet you or to show concern to you or to help you financially. It's not like that. If they need them, I will die. One who can truly help me is a devotee. All my financial acquaintances and all my influential relationships outside of police or tax fellow or lawyers and doctors, we feel they are our resources, but they fail. Everybody fails. And one who reminds you of Lord at the moment of death is the most important person. And at that time, even if you don't feel love for that person, you will not have the zeal to remind him of God. He'll feel, okay, what I can do. I don't feel inspired to do. But those things are of heart, And unless you are having a relationship of heart with that person, you don't feel like acting on the level of heart. Now I should just, he's in coma, he's not responding, but I will, out of love, chant Hare Krishna for him. There has to be some relationship there. But devotees, we need more, because devotees at least know the art of reminding you of Krishna. Even if you don't have relationships, they will do that out of compassion. So we know that devotees are most precious and we need them. This one email always comes to me in the end is line. At the end of the life, at the end of the day, only we have each other. Mm-hmm. There are many people who actually sink in boats, traveling, or sometimes die in plane crashes and all. Suppose we are in that boat which is sinking. There is nothing else which will work. That I am a CEO of this company, I am British Senate, I am a senator, and I am in America as Barack Obama was right hand, and everything fails. I am a doctor, and I am a millionaire, I have a whole property, and I have police friends in my country. What remains there is only life and death when that is happening to you. So at that time, if some devotees are around, they will know, they will do kirtan, they will do prayers, they will give hope to you, they will somehow be kind to you. If they don't know you also, they will come and try to help you. That is a devotee. Devotee means selfless, compassionate person, unconditionally. So when it comes to devotees, we are trained to somehow invest in devotees. That is a hot topic between the devotees, to maintain relationships nicely, to spend time, to do loving things together, to chant together, to develop bond, to read together, to go to picnic together, to help one another at times of need. The helping is not the basis of relationship, but the help is based on the relationships. It's not a foundation that only I will hope that you will help me financially, so I will keep building relationship with you because you are a rich man. It's not like that. There is no need to be only rich man to help you financially. When there is heart, then people will do something about it. And n number of times we have seen among devotees, when devotees fall in difficulty, how the fellow devotees come and they help, without any expectations, and they don't even talk about it, and they spend time with you and they go out of the way to meet you to express that love. So in a relationship, one has to also obviously express our love through actions. It's not enough just to say or truly feel in the heart, I love you. It also has to be some effort to express that love. That's why many husband and wife are upset with one another, because they really love one another, but they never take any initiative to express that love. The wife doesn't even remember husband's birthday, husband doesn't even remember wife's birthday, and many times the husband doesn't even remember marriage anniversary date also, and the year also. I know so many people, And some fathers and mothers, if you ask them, okay, what is the birth date of your birth time of your child, so the wife ko puchna padega. I am very surprised actually. In today's world, how many kids we have maximal? 1, 2, max 3, And my father had 8 kids, and he knew everybody's birth time, including tithi also remember, what tithi they were on Ashad Mas, on this particular day, on Ekadashi day, like that they will remember. This is called personal, personalization means what? It's nothing great if you don't fail in life, you don't remember your wife's birthday. It's not like that. But it's an important thing. If you love somebody, then you should know details about that person. There is an exercise which you do amongst friends. Well, how much you know of your friends? For example, what color he likes, the favorite color, favorite dish, or favorite dress, favorite place, favorite whatever. This exercise we did, and we thought we knew each other very well, but so many things we didn't know. So it's also necessary to for developing relationships to know one another also nicely. And then when you start developing relationships, then you will also know, oh, he's in his childhood, his uncle died at time, he was very sad. That also we will know in the course of time. Every detail you will know, that this was the sore point in his life in childhood, in the school times. When his father died, there was no support for him, and he had to educate himself with uncle's help, and uncle was not so nice with him, but uncle helped him. So many things are there. And people are looking for those deficiencies to get filled up with friends. Some deficiencies are there in the heart, because of childhood situations, they are not changeable now. However you mature, you become, and you philosophize and you justify, but those deficiencies remain. when your father beat your mother when you are a small kid and you have to watch that, that damage can't be repaired now. However, a 60-year-old person becomes mature person, a motivator and a management guru, he becomes, he has a lot of formulas to develop relationships. But that deficiency in his mind cannot be repaired. And he always looks into friends to cover up those deficiencies. Oh, you know, I lacked an elder brother, or my elder brother was very bad with me. So I see my elder brother in you, and you have fulfilled that need in my life. It may be a reason for a relationship to be there. I already said in the beginning that there could be a material reason for which we go closer to somebody. But then it further should grow after that. It should not remain at that platform only. And that gratitude will always remain. Yes, I needed an elder brother and you fulfilled that need. And then it can be a good platform to grow further. And then that remains behind and we have grown further a lot. So relationship is very important. I'll tell you, one may lose money, one may lose some profits in the business, one may lose some opportunities in job to promote oneself for creation. I would say we should actually, truly speaking, I'm not just theorizing the whole thing, truly speaking, one should be willing to sacrifice anything for relationships. Because if you have resources versus if you have people will be always helpful to you. Maybe resources like money and a poor man as a friend. So logically we will say, nahin, your resources are very useful because you know, a poor aadmi kya karega mere liye? Aisa aapko lagega. But a living entity is much, much more powerful than material resources in the form of money or contacts or whatever. A living man can do so many things. Sometimes you will be in a crisis in a village somewhere, no? And you are a high-tech person, you have always worked in a very professional manner and you land up in disease or sickness alone in some village, for example. People are very loving, very crude, but very not fashion, not very organized or very crude kind of people. But they will take care of you, then you'll understand that all my skills and management and all my trainings in professionalism, nothing applied here except for loving people who are taking care of me. So people are always valuable than anything that you have in life. So Guru Maharaj always says, invest in people. I also analyzed some personalities like Sharad Pawar or Sushil Kumar Shinde or this Bal Thackeray. They are very highly crude and materialistic, ambitious people. But if you go deep in their lives, you'll understand that they have gone out of the way to help people at times of growth of their party. They'll really go at homes and that person whom they want to develop relations with, their mother they have taken care, their wife they have taken care, their sister they have taken care, in the sister's marriage they have helped, and out of the way they have sent people to help them. And that's how they have built people. And then these people are ready to die for these people also. Today also you see, they are all highly political people. They are only motivated by politics. But the entourage that they have, they don't think like this. This guy is a motivated, ambitious, political person. They don't think like that. They are willing to die for that person. And why? Highly ambitious person also has people like that. But at certain time in life, they have invested in that relationship. Shown faith, shown trust on that person, given them lakhs of rupees at times to handle, and shown so much of affection, kindness, and sometimes a busy schedule, you have gone out of the way to help that person. Somewhere they have done such activities, just touch the heart of these people. And they become so grateful, that even after you slap them 10 times, they will not mind. You will not have any problem. They will know you. So that is the art of the relationship, that they will act in such a way that somewhere or another they will touch your heart, help you and really win your heart at that crucial time. They will never lose the opportunity to win your heart. And those are leaders, maybe political leaders, maybe materialistic leaders, but they are the people who exactly know how to develop relationships.
Sharad Pawar knows the nature of names of all grassroots workers also.
Everybody, this Ajit Dada Pawar, Sharad Pawar, these people who are national leaders, na? This also, Atal Bihari Vajpayee, and all, he has come to Dadar also, near my house also, in the old days when he was a beginner politician. But their knack, they become leaders only because they win people's hearts. For material cause, but they know exactly at least how to do that. And we fail because we are not expert in that. Even you see spiritual leaders like Radhana Swami or Giriraj Maharaj or Navayavendra Maharaj, you know, whoever you meet, na, who are their followers, they will tell ki, I'm so grateful to Swamiji, you know, he has done so much for me. Everyone will feel like that. And everyone will may feel in such a way that, you know, he is only so close to me. They will always feel like that. That person will feel ki, he is so close to me, but there are hundreds of them who feel like the same thing. Even when they look to people, they will not look across, you know, they will look to each and every individual. Even if they pass by a crowd, political will do like this, aise aise karke sabko aise aise karke jayenge, haath laga ke jayenge. You see how the stars do, na? They just keep touching the hands. But the spiritual leaders don't do that. If they touch hands, they will look at you. They will relate to you. Like Sri Krishna, when he will walk on the forest, na? It is said that he will respond to every bird who is responding to him as wishing sound. Say for example, drones will make some sound to wish him. Oh, thank you for coming to our forest. The bees will hum, and the parrots will make their sound, and peacocks will make their sound, and so you will feel ki, aray, everybody is chirping, so what's the big thing? But for Krishna, every bird is inviting and welcoming him. And then Krishna will respond to them in their own sounds, and the boys will feel ki, he is having fun, you know, he is just making the fun by making different bird sound. But actually Krishna, if you analyze from the Acharya's commentaries, that actually Krishna is commenting, responding to each and every bird who is calling him and welcoming him. And even when he will touch the ground, which is blades of grasses are there on the ground, when he will touch the ground with his foot, every blade of grass he is relating to by his touch. They are becoming softer to give pleasure to his foot, and he is becoming so responsive to their feelings. So to every living entity, Supreme Lord is responding in a unique way. For him with touch, for him with sound, for him with glance, for him with gesture, for friends with this, like he will put hands in the shoulder of the friend and he will look at the bird, or he will make sound for that bird. But everybody feels satisfied because of the personal response that Krishna has. Similarly, the sadhu, spiritual leader, he may also have hundreds of people standing on both sides of the road, but he will not just walk by mechanically. He will look at each and everybody. I have seen when Guru Maharaj comes from airport, na, there are hundreds of devotees standing there doing kirtan, welcoming him. He will not fail to look at each and everybody and feelingly respond to them. When everybody is looking like this, eagerly, Swamiji, like this, he's come. So when he comes, he will respond to each and everybody's eyes. And with the eagerness that you have to see him, he will respond to you by seeing you. And he will see everybody and then he will sit in the car. He will not just, you know, like how the leaders are political leaders. They know, I'm very famous, I'm a very big celebrity, so they just walk and go in the car and go away. You know, they feel, I'm so big that I cannot look in everybody's eyes. But a empathic leader or empathic celebrity will know that my celebrity nature is only because of these guys who are mad after me. Some people are there who are very smart, you know, and they will look into the eyes of all the followers and all the fans, and they will respond to them. And some people are very particular about responding to each and every SMS. However busy they are, they will say, yes, no, thank you, I will call you later. They will not act like a wall. And there are people, some people, you will keep on calling them, they will not call you back, they will never respond to your SMS, nothing, and you will feel frustrated, you know. They are not good people in the subject of relationships. People who believe in relationships, na, they will be very particular in responding to your call, responding to SMS, and responding to, you know, reciprocating with your feelings, gifts, events, occasions. They will never miss your birthday, they will never miss you, they, however busy. And busyness is not an excuse to be responsive, please understand. It can be used as an excuse for covering our deficiencies, but busyness cannot be. Somebody wants to, na, he will wake up at 5:30, keep a reminder in your mobile ki, to wish Dr. Anand Sindhu Prabhu. And he will wish at 6 o'clock in the morning, if that is the only time he has got. But he will not fail in doing that, if he really wants to do it. So you cannot say, I am so busy, yaar. No, it's not like that. It is not like that. You want to do, you can always do. Whatever you want to do, you always do. Yeah, because we, if we really care, I said, how many points you said? We can revise all the points. Service, sacrifice, tolerance,
caring, concern,
giving time, genuine concern, and
investment.
Never touch the sore points. And what else?
Investment.
Investment of time, energy.
Energy, giving time, express our love through actions.
Express. You must make an effort.
The importance.
There is a beginning point. The beginning point is that you should be convinced about the relationships.
And appreciation,
this is
the trust, affection, and
kindness.
Time, giving time.
Winning heart. Not losing opportunity to win the heart. Winning time has already come there.
To know everything about that person.
To know everything about the person. Knowledge. To effortfully know everything about the person. If you love somebody, then. And if you, this way, if you invest 1, 2, 3, 5, 50, 100 people, then you are the wealthiest person on earth. People say, ki, when I will die, who will come to cry? People say that. That's not the only way, only reason why we make relationships, that somebody will come and cry when I die. It's not like that. Who will really love me? And even if you don't come when I die, I know, wherever you are concerned and prayerful for me. Last thing I will definitely like to tell you, that if you really have concern for somebody, then you will really pray for somebody whom you are close to or whom you feel affectionate to. But prayer is something which doesn't come mechanically from the heart. Prayer has to come naturally from the heart, you know. Prayer cannot be artificial. Okay, I am told to pray, so I have to pray. It's not like that. Prayer has to come from within. And I have found out that whenever you pray for people and you inform them I am praying for you, people feel very deeply connected with you and deeply grateful to you, and then the relationship get built up. Never ever lose an opportunity to help your person who is relating with you whenever there is a need. Never ever think, you know, ki, oh, he'll be useful to me maybe 5 years later, you know, let me give help to him now. Without any motivation, never ever lose an opportunity to help your person whom you are relating to. It may be verbal help, it may be counseling help, it may be money help, it may be time, it may be anything, whatever you can do at needful time. But never lose an opportunity. Because we have already our definition of a friend indeed. Is a friend indeed, you know. When you have a need and your person is next to you available, then you can never forget that you helped me. Maybe afterwards I become millionaire, but that time I require 5,000 rupees to pay my fees. And you may laugh, you know, and then never even mention those points. You remember that time I paid you 5,000 rupees? For a person who has become millionaire now, he is grateful in the heart, but mentioning it by you in front of people, it is very depressing actually. You will never forget that at that time when I was a student, you know, I was pauper on the road. This guy gave me 5,000 rupees to pay the fees. Very crucial time. Timely he helped me. And today I am a businessman of worth 100 million. He will not forget that help. But you don't have to go on tell him, you know, again and again. No?
It's not like
him that time. That is maturity. One should not be so foolish like that. Though if you have touched anybody's heart now and one particular event, they will never forget you. You don't have to tell them again and again. And if you do that anytime, then whatever relationship you have built, they get, you start losing them also. Losing edge on that also. So I think spoken enough. If you have any questions or comments?
Why there are so many divorces in Western and ISKCON society also in Western country?
Principles remain same. Whether they are ISKCON, you are in ISKCON is in discussion, or whether you know, Indian community is in discussion, whether in Brahmin community or Maharashtra community is in discussion, the principles remain same. when we do not care for one another, we do not show concern, when we do not serve, when we do not invest in the person's relationships, they break. And if that happens in ISKCON, it also breaks. If it happens outside, there also it breaks. If it happens in America, there also it breaks. And if you show care, concern, sacrifice, service in America, relationship flourishes there also. But because most of the people are not caring for one another, so there is all separate living is there. Children, mother, father, everybody lives separately there because there is no bond only. You know, like a mother doesn't give breast milk to the child, how child will ever feel love for the child, the mother afterwards? But the investment is there, na? The mother is investing by giving breast milk and giving security and giving shelter to the child. Without any words, the child is developing relationship with the mother. But that doesn't happen, na? Next way, one wants to go to work and is a professional. So we all pay all those things when you grow up. When you grow up, child doesn't have any feeling for mother and father. You know, child always is nursed by a paid servant, and she looked after her nappies and everything. And so, how do you develop relationships? So that's why immediately when you grow your wings, you fly. There's no relationships. So I would never discuss this matter of divorces as ISKCON concerned of topic, or as Hindu community or Brahmin community or Maharashtrian community. I will talk as a human beings on this matter, because the same principles apply there. There is no investment in relationships, there has to be break. There is no tolerance. Because when tolerance will come in relationship? When you understand a fact that everybody is an individual and everybody is born here, is born with some defects, including me. I am also born. If I was perfect, I would not be here. I will be with spiritual world, with Sri Krishna. The very fact that we are embodied, we are living in a body, dying body, the proof is that I have some anarthas in me. Similarly, I have anarthas and the fellow also has anarthas who is trying to relate to me. So we have to work our relationship through those anarthas and not harp on them constantly, because I know them very well. When you want to develop a relationship, I will like to go about it. How do you say in English? I'll just go about it. I'll not just go on it. I'll just try to see that the brushing situations will not take place. I'll just avoid all those things. I'll make the edges smooth, not pricky. Because I know that there is a difficulty there. So, what did I say last?
For this? About it.
Tolerance can come only when you know this fact. Okay, I also need to be tolerated for my own anarthas or my own deficiencies. If I am humble enough to understand that I also need to be tolerated, then I can be tolerating others. Otherwise, I don't understand my own deficiencies, then I can never tolerate you. Like that.
So, but the center of this thing is Krishna. I was always thinking that if the center of the goal or the goal of the life, both are initiated maybe, and they understand that.
No, there are enough examples of highly advanced devotees. After 30 years of marriage, both are good devotees, both are good service people. They are very nice scriptural understanding is there. They all are, they are also counselors. 30 years relationship is there, marriage. They have grown up children of 30 years old, 25 year old, 20 year old, grown up married children are there. Still, there are divorces at the age of 55 and 60 also.
How do they explain?
Simple. See, you have a defect in you, which is really deep-rooted. I have a defect in me, really deep-rooted, you know, like, I really cannot come over it. Like, wife is very good, excellent, you know. She is subservient and cooperative and really loving and caring. But you talk about mother-in-law, that's a boiling point. I'm telling you, this is a fact. So, if you know that this is an unsolvable situation, so you have to learn that, don't enter in that arena of discussion. Just try to work your life in such a way that it doesn't come in between two of you. And you also have a defect, you know, something which is very, she has been tolerating and she has been what do you call, diverting or not taking it seriously. And then when you harp on that same thing, na, like your weak point, I keep harping, and my weak point, you keep harping. Then at 60 also, you have tolerated, hello, yaar, that is, let me continue somehow, you know, for the sake of children and all. And then it becomes too much, and then I will say, Hari Bol. I can't live, even at 60 years of age, next 5 years I can't live with this man. And people are separated, even among devotees. It's not a question of devotee or not devotee, it's a question of human nature. Understanding of human nature, if that is not there, then which of the husband and wife in this world are perfectly matched, you tell me? The best of loving relationship, husband and wife, also have faults, and somehow they have worked upon those faults and not, you know, trying to harp on them. Only Lakshmi Narayan, Radha Krishna, Sitaram, all these personalities, Shiv Parvati,
still there.
And Nala Damayanti, Raman Mandodari, this mantra we chant during marriage, in Granthi Bandhanam, the Vidhi which we do, in that all these names we chant, Nala Damayanti and Raman Mandodarayo, Radha Krishnayo, Raman Mandodari, best relationships. And don't, because you are conditioned by thinking that they are demon and demonesses. No, they are husband and wife, don't forget that. So what, somebody is demoness and demons, they can't have a husband-wife relationship, good or what? Or Ravan cannot have love for Indrajit because he is demon? No. He loves him as father and son. So as a point of relationship matter, it's an example. You know? So we chant the mantras, and then Tat Sad Granthi Bandhanam, in the end we say that. Keeping their relationship in mind, we are tying a knot here. Trying to take inspiration from these relationships, to invest in these relationships. A lot of meaning is there behind that, you know. I was surprised, you know, the only name which was struck to me is Ravan Mandodari. But then I understand, if you read Ramayana, you will understand how nice a wife she was actually. And how much he loved her as a wife. Although he had lusty desires and he had, you know, molested many women. But his love for her was always there. He never disliked her for, he had his own defect because that he, you know, molested Ramba also, molested this lady, Vedavati, so many ladies he molested. But his love for his wife and her love for him never changed. That is why at the subject of Pativratya, this relationship is taken as ideal. For his behavior is not taken as ideal, he is a demonic behavior, but from this subject it was ideal.
So, what do you think about these social networking sites, about the relationship?
Social what?
Social networking sites like Facebook, Orkut, and all other things.
So I'll tell you something. You take these points and put your mind to that points. If those points are fulfilled on those Facebook and all those things, the relations will exist. If those points are not there, then they are all superficial. See, always talk about basics, you know, fundamentals. Anything life, you just talk about fundamentals, then you will know that on these fundamentals only things work. Not on the methodology after. Facebook is a methodology. One more thing, you know, email is another methodology. But in every of the methodology, if the fundamentals not followed, then those things don't work. So if you feel your friend is gone, or close to you, is gone abroad, and the only means to relate to him is through Facebook, do that. But show all that concern, kindness, service, tolerance, you know, all those things you show to him, express each other, those things, and you'll be successful. Anybody else? You have Prabhuji Prasad? Any other question before we end? It's already 5:15. Thank you.
Hare Bol. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.